I'm Pat Morris, and I think one of the greatest pleasures of a new year is getting a new calendar. You open it up, it's full of potential because it is empty of virtually everything else. One thing a calendar may also be empty of is accuracy. For something more than 400 years, we have been operating on a calendar essentially crafted by a pope of the Catholic Church. 428 years of using the Gregorian calendar is beginning to catch up to us. Oh, we try leap year, we try all sorts of devices to make the skies conform with what's on the page in front of us, but it hasn't always worked. And so maybe I'll be asking you one of these days, what are you doing on May 33rd? Edward Reingold is a professor of computer science at the Illinois Institute of Technology and co-author of Calendrical Calculations. It is about reclassifying, recodifying, and reconfiguring the calendar to make it more accurate. Mr. Reingold, thank you for being here.
You're welcome. It's nice to be here.
So what was it that Pope Gregory got wrong 428 years ago?
Well, Gregory established a commission to correct errors in the calendar. And what he did was to fix problems that were of great historical times, dating back 1,500 years or more. He didn't cause problems, he solved problems. The calendar that had been in use until then was slowly getting out of phase with the sun, and this was a problem in terms of Easter calculations, which depend on both the sun and the moon. So to fix the Easter problems, Gregory established this commission to fix the calendar, and he did. The calendar that they produced is highly accurate, relatively simple, and has served us well and will continue to serve us well for quite some time.
So why change it?
Well, there are people who are unhappy with the idea that January 1st, say, will be on a different day of the week every year, or other minor problems with the calendar. These are small problems, but they're not serious in my view. The calendar that we have works quite well, and I think most of the attempts to revise it, recent attempts to revise in the last 100 years, are a little bit wrong-headed.
A lot of those efforts have been astronomical. Some of them have been political because of the French Revolution. There was a new calendar that they tried in France with 10-day-long weeks and months named Thermidor and Brumaire and Germinal.
Right, it was a disaster. It lasted only 20 years until Napoleon threw it out.
And so with this idea of a leap year, a kind of catch-up day once every 4 years, there's even a movie coming out, I think, named after this people who were born on February 29th like to revel in being only 25% as old as the rest of us.
Right.
It seems to have become people are aware that the calendar does need a little hitch in the get-along once in a while. It doesn't seem to bother them.
Well, it really won't need any correction for thousands of years. We have more immediate problems to worry about than whether the calendar needs to be corrected a couple thousand years from now. I don't think anybody is too concerned that the date of the equinox will shift very, very slightly on the Gregorian calendar, because we won't notice it not only in our lifetimes, but for 100 generations. It's just not a problem.
I think the Druids have not been massing in protest against this particularly.
No, they haven't.
What are some of the alternatives that people have suggested for altering the calendar?
Well, the alternatives are to have a different pattern of leap years. One would get a much more accurate calendar, and I say much more accurate, even though the Gregorian calendar is highly accurate, but one would get a really superb accuracy if we had 8 leap years every 33 years. The problem with that is that it becomes very difficult to know exactly when you should have a leap year. The man in the street would be unable to say, is next year a leap year or not? This was one of the problems with the French Revolutionary calendar. It was impossible for the man in the street to understand when the new year would begin, when there was a leap day or not.
And I can imagine, just look at the boggling expense of reprogramming computers and everything else that's dependent upon the regularity of the calendar we have now.
That's correct. If the famous problem in 2000 with the millennium bug problem, is minor compared to the kinds of problems that we would have revising the calendar. But more importantly, the calendar that we have has got enormous cultural significance. It's deeply embedded in us. And unless there were a person with the authority of a medieval pope, there's no way for the calendar to be changed.
There are other cultures that observe a new year on a different calendar day than January 1st, and yet they also live by this sort of mega political calendar.
Absolutely. If you are in China, you'll celebrate Chinese New Year, which this coming year comes out on Valentine's Day, February 14th. That varies from year to year. It moves around, like Easter moves around. But if you look at calendars in China, you'll see that they also have the Gregorian date. If you look at calendars in the Middle East, you'll see that they have not only the local calendar date, whether it's Islamic or Coptic or Ethiopic or Jewish, but they'll also have the Gregorian date. And people work by the Gregorian date. It's a much simpler calendar to live by.
Now, there have been some ideas in the recent and the recent past for changing these, certainly more recent than Pope Gregory the 13th. In the 1930s, the League of Nations had a proposal put before it by George Eastman, the guy who came up with Eastman Kodak, 13 months.
The problem is not so much the number of months. The problem is the arrangement of the days of the week and the way those days of the week fall in the month. So January 1st is not the same day of the week every year. And the proposals that have been put forth invariably try to solve that problem, to make sure that January 1st is always a particular day of the week, say Sunday. The consequences for this, though, are that the seven-day week structure that we have would be disconnected from religious needs. The Muslims on Friday, the Christians on Sunday, the Jews on Saturday have been observing these as sacred days or days of rest for thousands of years in the case of the Jews, almost as long in the case of the Christians, and for 1,500 years in the case of the Muslims. They're not about to change it. So if you start monkeying around with the days of the week, suddenly the very religious Christians will have to start observing Sunday at various times through the week. Sometimes it'll be on the first day of the week, sometimes on the second day of the week, and so on. So what happened was, when the League of Nations considered this proposal, the religious leaders banded together and testified strongly against such a proposal, because it would damage the religious connection to the week that a big part of the world has.
And, of course, it would make every week have a movable feast in it, which isn't exactly even
which
what...
Which is exactly what you don't want. So from the point of view of non-religious people, it might make things easier, but the religious authorities have fought against it very hard and continue to fight against these proposals.
We've been talking about what I guess I would call them the niche nerds want to do to change the calendar that the world operates by. But the other astonishing thing to me is how 427 years ago, Pope Gregory managed to get it so right in the first place, or so nearly right, in an age when poor Galileo was persecuted for trying to put the sun at the center of the solar system.
Yeah, that's right. But they did know the length of the solar year with great accuracy. They knew it almost as accurately as we know it today, and that's the key figure. So the Christoph Clavius came up with this very clever way of handling leap years, which is simple enough that pretty much any school child can learn it. It's every fourth year, except in century years, which have to be divisible by 400. You can say it in one sentence. It's quite simple. Everybody understands it, and it has great fidelity, not perfect fidelity, but great fidelity to what we see astronomically with the solar year.
And one day more, we add to it 1 year in four. Who can forget that?
Exactly. It's a fairly simple calendar, and it works very well for us.
So is there much chance that in our lifetimes we're going to see an outcry, a demand to have this changed, this calendar system?
No, I think this is a group. The people who are in favor of this are a tiny minority, and I think that they are not going to hold sway. This is too deeply embedded in our culture.
And so what are you doing New Year's Day whenever it's falling, Mr. Reingold?
I'm going to be in Boston visiting my children and grandchildren.
Edward Reingold is a professor of computer science at the Illinois Institute of Technology and co-author of Calendrical Calculations about people who want to modify the calendar. They've been fiddling with it for generations, even centuries. But ever since Pope Gregory XIII ordered the big change 427 years ago, it seems to have been working well, pretty well.